Welcome back to Not Above It, the podcast for serious people who love unserious TV. I'm Jake.
I'm Tasia.
Great episode. This was a
Oh
great
my God.
episode. This was
It
a gold
was,
standard Housewives
yeah,
episode.
this was a, it was like a 40-minute screaming match that I did not have to take part in,
It
which
was a
is.
screaming match, but I mean, sometimes these Housewives screaming matches. Which this happened a little bit last week at the camp, the camp out event. It's a lot of screaming, no substance, and I don't really know what's happening. This one, I
This
knew.
one.
I was white knuckling it through the entire thing. I knew why everyone was mad. I was
Oh
nervous. I
yeah.
had to watch it twice, and even though I liked it, I was nervous to watch it the second time because of the amount of conflict and also the amount of embarrassing things that happened in this episode. There has to be a German word for this feeling. Maybe you could help me out because you know
Oh
a lot of
God.
Europeans, but there's a German word for everything. My favorite of which is the sense of, I don't know what it is in German, but the English translation is the sense of dread one feels when one looks at oneself in the mirror. I don't know what it is, but a word like that, one of those portmanteaus that Germans love, that describes, the feeling one gets when watching someone else get embarrassed in a TV show or a movie.
Oh, the secondhand embarrassment
Yeah,
of.
I guess it's secondhand embarrassment, but it's worse than that. It's almost like, so when I watch Mean Girls, I love Mean Girls. It's a great movie. When she
It is
shows
a
up
great
to the
movie.
Halloween party dressed up as the ex-wife, the bride, I
Yeah,
have a
okay.
really hard time watching that, even though it's great writing and it's a great movie. That one specific moment, or this is a really good example. People who watch The Office will get it. There's an episode of The Office called, it's been like written about in like culture reporting and like academic writing, right? There's one episode of The Office called like Mike's Tykes, I think, which is the episode where Michael
Oh, I
has
actually
to.
can't watch that episode. I like even just you mentioning it is like
It's the episode where he goes back to the school where he pledged to make a huge donation or like pay for all their college or
their
something when they all
college if they
graduate.
finish school and
And I don't even know what happens because I've only watched it once because it's so hard to watch, but I had a lot of that in this episode. Specifically
in
Brittany's
German it's called Fremdschämen.
Is that the mirror one or
Fremdschämen.
is that the mirror one
Fremdschämen.
or the secondhand
No,
embarrassment one?
that's the secondhand embarrassment.
Fremdschämen.
Fremdschämen.
What's the exact
Fremdschämen.
translation?
It's sort of secondhand
Oh,
embarrassment. It is secondhand,
secondhand shame.
but it's a little like turned up. It's a
Got
little
it.
cranked up.
Yeah, I knew they would have a word for it, but
Oh, they do.
I had friend shaman for Brittany.
Fremdschämen. And yes.
For Brittany and also for Angie. And also a little bit for
Yeah.
Meredith.
And a little bit for Meredith. She came across, it all came across just
It was all
deranged.
wild. Everyone
It was
was.
deranged. So there's a different feeling, and I don't
This was the Mad
have the
Max of Housewives episodes.
literally like I don't have a German word for this like available to me. But there's a feeling that I have of where things are like let me try and describe it. It's like things are slipping out of my control, and it's going in su at such a pace that I can feel them slipping out of my control, and I'm try it's like I'm reaching and I can't make it stop. That's what watching this felt like. Was like, oh, this is all spiraling, and it's picking up
Do you have any
steam.
Virgo in your chart?
No, none, zero,
Oh, interesting.
zilch.
Okay, because that sounds like a just a normal
No.
day for a Virgo.
No, I have a Capricorn stellium though. Very intense Capricorn stellium, and my second big thing in my chart is my Aquarian energy, which apparently it's my time, so.
You know what we're going to do real quick? This is a bit impromptu, but before we get into the episode, because I don't have a lot of notes this week, and I sort of, because of the way the episode broke down, I didn't break it down chronologically. I broke it down in terms of all the little conflicts, the
My
little
conflict.
bilateral conflicts that happened on this episode, because it also was, in all fairness, just Meredith's bat mitzvah. The whole episode was Meredith's bat mitzvah, which is fine,
It
but
was,
there
which.
wasn't a lot of like narrative chronology going on. Before we get into it, though, I think I want to look up what all of their signs are, and I'm going to have you guess.
You're gonna have me
Maybe.
guess.
Yeah. I mean, you
Okay.
may know some,
Okay.
but all right.
One I definitely know.
Let's see what they are. Forgive my keyboard typing sounds, but I think that adds a little, it's a
Suspense.
special effect.
It is. It is. It is. Definitely.
Okay. Well, let's see if there's one that's really up to date, because there's one that's from 2 years ago that is not helpful. Let's start there, and then I'll just look up Bronwyn.
Oh,
Don't say it if you know it. We'll get to it.
I feel
But
like I can guess
let's
it.
start with Meredith Marks. What do you think Miss Meredith Marks is?
Meredith Marks. Oh no. Do I have to just outright guess the sign? I can't
Yeah,
do
just
like
based on
a
what you think.
on what I know of Meredith. I feel like she's late in the year, but I might be wrong.
Just go with your gut, because we got to get through a couple of these.
Yeah, no, I know. My gut says, and I'm not sure why, but my gut says Meredith is either a Libra or a Virgo, but I don't know.
I would have guessed a Virgo, because I say that I'm a Meredith Marks rising.
Oh my God.
But no, Meredith Marks is a Sagittarius.
A Sag. Oh,
So you were close, end of the
interesting.
year. When you said
I
that, I
knew
got a
it.
little
I felt end of the
excited.
year, but like no, I thought she was a little bit less fiery than that. But
Well, not based on what we saw in this episode. What do you think
no.
about Miss Lisa Barlow?
Lisa Barlow feels like a fire sign, but I'm willing to bet that she isn't.
I would just go with your gut. Just
No,
say
I
the
can't
first
go with
thing.
my
It's
the
more fun
first
if you
thing that
do.
yeah, but okay. Lisa Barlow.
No, I would have said fire sign too. I would have said Aries right off the
But she's
bat.
not, yeah, but she's not. I feel like she isn't. I have this.
We got a couple of these.
I know, I'm sorry. Okay.
There's no
Lisa,
stakes to getting this wrong.
just my pride. I've been getting a lot of things wrong lately.
Okay.
Lisa Barlow is a Cancer.
Sagittarius also.
Also a Sag. Wait.
Yeah.
Double Sag, two
Double Sag, just like
Sagittarius.
Ted Bundy.
The
Just
fire makes a.
like Ted Bundy.
Oh my God.
I mean, Lisa's explosiveness makes sense,
Her, that does
and
make sense. I
having
wanted to
Glam
give
in
her.
Monaco and Saint-Tropez makes
I
sense.
totally understand. That I completely understand.
Yeah,
The
Meredith
reason
gives Earth sign energy for
Meredith gives
sure.
Earth sign, and while I gave Lisa Cancer, which is a water sign, obviously, I'm responding to the
The amount that she
emotionalness.
cries
And the amount that
suggests
she
there's some
like starts to
water
break down
in
and
her
like,
chart for sure.
yeah, it felt, she feels like that kind of a water sign to me.
I would also say her
That's
lack of self-awareness suggests a lot of Pisces going on in her chart for
ooh.
sure.
No comment.
Heather Gay, what do you think?
Cancer.
Yep, nailed it. Whitney Rose. I would have gone air or water for Whitney Rose.
But she's not.
And also, frankly, I mean, I know the answer, but I'll just tell you what I would have thought without knowing the answer, which will tell you when that's wrong. I would have said Aquarius.
I would have never thought she was an Aquarius.
I would have. She's kind of galaxy brained a little bit.
No, I would have never felt Aquarius from her.
Okay.
Whitney, I feel like is.
Also, I love how neither of us needed to dig into the Heather Gay being cancer thing. You just,
Just
yep,
immediately.
immediate, yep, no further explanation needed.
No. Whitney also a Cancer?
She's a Libra.
She's a Libra. Oh, she air. Yeah, that does make sense.
Yeah, but
Max,
I would not have guessed Libra.
so Max got on my case for like never getting these right when I'm called upon to like guess them. And so I've been getting a lot of them wrong lately.
Okay, that's okay. I mean, listen, it's a 1 in 12 shot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, it's all made up, so
It's
there's
all silly.
that.
Exactly. We're all having fun.
Jen Shah, what do we think? I know.
I'm
Loaded.
recusing myself on Jen Shah.
Jen
She's
Shah is also a
in
Libra.
jail. Really?
Yeah. That's surprising to me.
Oh, actually, to me, it isn't.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to explain that on camera because she's in prison. I don't trust her. On camera,
Okay.
on mic, I mean.
Mary Cosby.
See, now there's a world where I would say Mary Cosby is an Aquarius,
I know, I would too,
but
but
she's not.
she's not.
She's a Virgo.
I wish. Man, I wish. No, she's a little too.
Oh wait, no, she's a.
She can't be a Virgo because she does not think before she speaks, even a little
No, she
bit.
really
It
doesn't.
comes
She really
right
doesn't.
out.
What is Mary?
Mary's an Aries. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Bronwyn, what do we think?
Bronwyn, I feel like is Bronwyn, I feel like for whatever reason, I
Who do you
feel like
know in
she.
your life that maybe gives Bronwyn at
Who do
times?
I know who gives Bronwyn? Is she a Leo?
She's
No,
a
she's not.
Virgo like
She's a Virgo.
me.
No, I was gonna guess she. I was actually gonna guess she was a Virgo.
Yeah.
She, but she feels like she's a cusp.
I've never seen myself so much in a housewife as I do in
Then
Bronwyn. Yeah, truly, deeply.
she was really messy this episode, and you know
Yeah,
what?
I
I
know.
was here for it.
But I also reach a limit where
Where it's like I
I
can't. I'm not
don't
doing
give a
this
fuck anymore.
anymore.
Yeah,
And it's like I
exactly.
just can't listen to you birds squawking.
So I'm gonna outbird all of you.
And no one listens to her. It's incredible.
No. And
Okay.
then let's do one more. What do you think Monica Garcia is? These are all of the, I think, the patron saints of the SLC universe. I'm not taking any other candidates at this time.
Monica.
Monica, this one's surprising. This one's very surprising. Doesn't really add up for me, but
Scorpio.
Capricorn. I know. I definitely would have said fire or water, but yeah, so that's that.
No, that I find surprising.
Yeah,
That's
isn't
me.
it? Yeah. Well, she's not a, yeah, I mean,
Goes to show
well,
how
you know
much
what?
all
It
of this
does
is
take a
worth.
lot of hard work and commitment to
To
run
do, to run, and that's what
to
was my
secretly run
thinking.
an account behind everyone's backs.
Yeah, no, that is part of my thinking, is there's that kind of like long-term planning that those earth signs can be kind of good at. Capricorns can be, but aren't always. They can be
I
kind of.
think also Capricorns, they have sort of a vengeful streak a little bit. Like they hold grudges.
Some do. Not in my
Yeah.
experience. I've never been on the receiving end of a Capricorn's
I mean,
grudge streak.
that's an earth sign thing across the
But that
board,
is an
right?
earth sign thing, and
Yeah.
that is, in my experience, Taurus.
Yeah. I
That
mean,
was my
you know,
evil laugh.
speaking from
Sorry.
firsthand, a Virgo will, you know what a Virgo will do? A Virgo will hold a grudge, and a Virgo will plan out an elaborate scheme of revenge and then not enact it because the practicalities of actually enacting the revenge are either A, too self-incriminating,
Right. They're either putting you in
or
jail
B, too
or they're too
complicated.
fanciful.
A Virgo wants to put you in jail, but a Virgo does not want to have to take the witness stand. A Taurus would relish in taking the witness stand.
Oh, a Taurus is pleading guilty, happily.
No, I mean, okay, so if an earth sign is setting you up for revenge
Oh, setting you up for revenge?
and they're sending you to jail, a Virgo wants to send you to jail, but a Virgo does not want to take the witness stand against you. A
No. Oh,
Taurus
Taurus
wants to take.
is calling the press
A
in.
Taurus is what Monica did and is calling the Secret Service and
Oh
volunteering
yeah.
herself as a state's witness.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. God help us.
Anyway, this
Okay.
episode,
Yeah,
yeah.
everyone's mad. Everybody's pissed.
Everyone's pissed and bad. We don't have to get into the politics of Meredith choosing to have a bat mitzvah at this time.
We know we
We know
all
what
know
we know what the
why
deal
she
is.
was doing that.
Yeah.
It's a good thing this isn't a visual, this doesn't have a visual component, because I know why she was doing it.
Yeah, but I will say, that aside, it was kind of sweet.
Very sweet. It was very, very sweet. And you know, there's also a world where it didn't have to be about that. And it could have really have been about anything else, but it became very clear what it was about quietly. That's all I'll say.
I will say, like, you know,
But it
as
was
far
sweet.
as as far as weaponizing anti-Semitism goes, it was a tasteful
It
weaponization.
was very tasteful,
Was
weaponization of
a
claims
subtle
of
weapon,
anti-Semitism.
subtle weaponization.
Yes, very subtle. They managed to do it without saying why, other than anti-Semitism, which I thought was well, we could say it was graceful, but we'll leave it there. But yeah.
One thing Meredith's gonna do is gonna wear a knee-high boot to her own bat mitzvah. She loves a Chanel suit with a matching knee-high boot combo, or like a
Yes.
sweater and skirt matching knee-high boot combo,
Yes.
and she wears it well.
She does. She has very, very, very thin legs.
She does.
Her legs are very thin, and so they suit her.
I think her daughter is like very into like influencing, and so I think she takes a lot of cues from what her daughter is wearing.
Interesting. Interesting. I was
I mean,
fascinated to find out she had another son,
oh
because I
yeah,
didn't know.
read the
I
stud.
didn't, I had no, what was
I don't
that?
know. He was so
Oh my God,
uncomfortable.
the
He was,
stud.
and then his
What year
aunt
is
like repeated it even louder. I was
it?
like, oh, poor guy.
Yeah, he's like, and he, you can just see in his face, this is why I don't do this. This is why I don't come around. This is why I'm not here. Because
Although
this is on camera.
I have to say, the way Mary does it, Mary has a way of like saying uncomfortable things about people, and it sort of lands. Like it's because she's so kooky that I think
Well,
people just sort of take in what she says. But the second Meredith's sister took it and then said it
it's
even
too
louder
far.
in front of his grandmother, it was like, now you've made it weird.
Right. So here's the thing. Mary herself is, I think it's the case that Mary herself is so weird that what she say, like, pro and probably weird, like in person, that when she says something kooky, it
It
just
breaks the
feels
tension.
like, oh, okay, yeah, this is fine.
It's almost
But
like,
then
thank
if it
God.
gets,
Thank God she said something.
right, but like if somebody repeats it, like Meredith's sister, or somebody else says something as deranged, it's just it like it's shocking.
Yeah, she
It's
has
like,
a special privilege of weirdness.
yeah, she is really our jester that way.
So a couple of things happen at the onset of this, which I thought were funny. One, Heather goes back to espresso martinis, which she should never do. Like, that is
No.
having to I actually had to like fast forward through the flashback because that moment last season was so awful and gut-wrenching. Like, I can't.
No, it was
If I were
horrible.
Whitney, that would I would have a really hard time maintaining a friendship with someone who did that to me. I would do it. But I would feel bad about having a hard time maintaining a friendship with someone who threw up on my leg. But
I would struggle.
I would struggle.
I would really struggle with having to be friends with somebody who threw up on my leg and is now drinking the same thing that caused her to throw up on my leg. I would really be like, you know what?
Two of them, she had two.
Espresso martinis are dangerous to begin with. That is
Yes.
not a drink I choose
No. Oh,
like
they're so
lightly.
gross. They're so
See, I
gross.
think they're lovely, but like it's not a drink I choose lightly. It's a drink I choose what it's like because it's a Jaeger bomb. Like, let's be really
They
clear
have
here.
Kahlua in them, right?
I don't actually don't
There's
know.
something chocolatey in there that I because they're so sweet. It's not like you're literally taking a shot of espresso with vodka in it. It's not like bitter. It's a sweet drink, right?
Yes, there is Kahlua and simple syrup.
Oh, anything with Kahlua in it. Kahlua
I
is
had to
something that
check.
never should have been invented.
I'm fine with all of this. None of this bothers me. I don't mind. It's simply that it is like it's like a Jaeger bomb
No, and you
because
should not
it's the
take
mix
two
of
Jaeger bombs at a bat mitzvah on a
Yeah,
ski at the top of a mountain, no less.
really truly because it is the mix of the depressant and the stimulant.
The sugar and the,
And
yeah,
the
it's.
sugar, and it's not like they balance you out. They make you insane. Like it is a speedball, and you should treat it as such. So it's like I enter into the land of the espresso martini really carefully
God.
because they are so sweet, and it's like co it tastes like coffee. They'll go down really quick, and all of a sudden,
You're dribbling down your cousin's leg in the back of a Sprinter
jeez.
van in Homestead.
Or driving home like this.
Oh,
You can't see what I'm doing.
just
None
covering
of
your
it.
eye.
It's and steering a wheel. You're yeah, like they're a danger drink.
Not in the
There's a few.
mountains. Can't be doing that in the mountains.
No, you can't do that in the mountains.
That
There are a few cocktails that are danger drinks. That one is a danger drink.
is a danger drink. I'm also loving the so Whitney arrives. She's having some beef with Bronwyn that, frankly, I'm not even going to get into because it's so boring.
It
But
sucks.
she kind of ignores Bronwyn. Bronwyn does that thing where she like cranes her neck around. Is like, oh, what's going on? You're looking at someone's nails. Let me see. And
Yeah.
she, wondering what to say in this moment where she's being blanked by two people who don't like her, Brittany and Whitney,
Right.
she turns to Lisa and says, "Do you do that? Do you put jewels on your manicure?" And Lisa says, in a comment that
Lisa's ha had some this episode.
this is a
This is number
comment
one.
that would have gotten her clocked in a city with a bit more diversity, I'll just say that. But she says, "It's a bit bridge and tunnel for me," which sent me into space. Because,
Yeah.
and no one, I mean, this is such low-hanging fruit for anyone on the show who does not like Lisa. I don't know why no one has brought it up except for Heather Gay in her first book. And she did it in her first book quite lethally, which is Lisa always talks about being from New York. She's a New Yorker. She's got big New York energy, which is very funny because she's from Schenectady.
Oh, damn.
Or she said, like, New York is a very big town, which is good for Lisa because she's from Schenectady. Which is true.
Oof.
Lisa is from Albany, New York. She is from a full, like,
Right.
4 hours north of the city in the Hudson
Right.
Valley. Then she moved to Utah for college. She has never, like, significantly spent time in New York City. And for her to say someone is, quote, bridge and tunnel, first of all, bridge and tunnel is a horrible, disgusting, classist thing to say about anyone, especially considering the fact that the entire island of Manhattan subsists on a workforce that lives in the outer boroughs. So, anyone, I hate that. And also, any true New Yorker really doesn't have an issue with people who are from Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, whatever. It's only like transplants who live in Murray Hill, which is probably what Lisa's destiny would have been had she stayed in Schenectady. It's to move to Murray Hill for 5 years, meet an investment banker, and then move to Northern Jersey, move to Bergen County, New Jersey, which is frankly where she belongs.
Oh my God.
This was very upsetting to me.
Yes,
So
I
Lisa, if that's bridge and tunnel, you are bridge, tunnel, and like
freeway.
freeway, 4 hours of freeway through the Hudson Valley.
Oof.
Ugh. I will
Yeah.
say, so that was very upsetting to me. Sorry to go on my little bridge and tunnel
You are more
rant,
than
but
welcome.
I'm telling you, I have a Bronwyn. I have Bronwyn inside me sometimes. I hit a limit and
You just, it's like, yeah, we're not going any further.
yeah.
I
Speaking
understand.
of, I did like that Bronwyn got together with Brittany and
Maylee.
Maylee, I think, the three newbies, and they sort of like confabbed about them all sort of being on the outs with most of the women to some degree. And I liked Bronwyn's little comment about like, so I've had a problem with everyone now. So if there's ever an issue, I can talk shit about anyone. Then she says,
Yeah, which is exactly right.
I'm the Oracle now,
Yes,
which is such a
I
like,
screamed.
I
I
am
was
the
like,
one who
yep.
knocks comment. I'm like,
Oh yeah.
that needs to go on a t-shirt or something.
It was incredible. It really felt in this episode that it was like, because she's right, she has sort of had beef with everyone, which is quite funny. But then it's like, because she's like crossed that line of like, now it's like, well,
Who gives a fuck?
fuck them.
Yeah. Release the
And it was
hounds.
great.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
And she said
Yeah,
it in such a nice, like, cute tone of voice, but I
it was
heard
very
it in like a
sweet.
menacing Walter White, like, I am the Oracle now.
Oh Yes,
That's
well,
how I heard it.
I am the Oracle now.
Yeah, well, she is. The like I said, the Bronwyn versus Whitney conflict, I don't really care about. It's like some vague thing about Bronwyn twisting Whitney's words about Heather or something. Heather doesn't even seem that
Well,
upset about it.
no,
It's
because Heather, as Heather admitted outright, I already knew that Whitney felt this way and I don't really care. Brave. Whitney is
I
boring, boring, boring this season. She
know.
nothing, just
Well,
zero.
that's what happens when most of the cast is kind of like outs with you. And I think
Yeah.
we saw in the previews that she reached out to Monica. I think we'll find out in the next episode or two that that
Yes,
happened.
what that's all about.
And
Yeah,
that to me
it's.
screams of like last minute desperation. Like I'm feeling
Yeah.
isolated. I'm gonna bring in the one thing that I know will piss everyone off. Which will probably work. It's a good idea.
Oh,
It's a good
it's gonna
strategy.
infuriate everybody.
Yeah. Monica, I think, already said that Whitney had that the show had reached out about her coming back at the end of season five for like some big reveal moment. But
Of course, naturally.
I think it was happening at the same time as House of Villains 2, which she's on as like a host, co-host thing. And I
Oh,
bet the
God.
money was way better to do that than to just come back to for an unpaid part on a show that fired her.
Yeah, no, she's not gonna be. Yeah.
So I get it. Also, the Lisa versus Whitney
Boring.
conflict sort of lived on a little bit in this episode, but boring. This time, Whitney just got pissed off that Lisa kept interrupting her. I do like how when Lisa was accused of interrupting her, she interrupted her again to say, "You also interrupt people."
I know. Yeah, it's funny because like they seem like two people who would get along if they were by themselves and like get along just
Well,
fine.
they did
And they
the
did.
last two
And they did
seasons,
all through this. Yeah, and they're just and they're sort of sweet and fun together. But my God, do they not like each other now? And it
No.
is kind of fine, honestly.
It's a good lesson, I think, that maybe some of our friends on Potomac could learn from, which is how to be in a room and on a cast with someone that you absolutely despise without making the entire production grind to a halt.
Yeah, well, no
Because
comment. I haven't watched this season of
it,
Potomac, to be fair.
it's better, but last
I'm
season
binging.
being the
Oh my God. Wait, who are you referring to on Potomac?
Candace.
Candace. Yeah, that's what
Yeah,
I thought.
yeah, yeah. I mean, I get
Like
it.
it
I
is
get that
Candace.
she, the
Poor
Angie
Candace.
versus Brittany conflict is probably my favorite of the episode. So much happens that
It
is just
was
phenomenal.
so fun.
So to recap, Angie brought the bottle of wine to Brittany's Bible study session, with no malintent, it seems. Like literally just, I'm going to a house, I'm a
I bring a
Mediterranean
bottle of wine.
woman, I bring a bottle of
I
wine.
bring a gift. It's this. It's a bottle of wine.
What she
Yeah.
really should have done is had like a My Big Fat Greek Wedding moment, like when Brittany looked confused. Like it could have been like the, you don't eat meat, you don't drink wine. That's okay. That's okay. It's red. It's fine. Jesus drank red. It's fine.
It is fine.
It is fine. Brittany is making, I think, a mountain out of a molehill, but or in reality, just clawing back screen time after a couple of episodes of really not getting much. And so I'm sort of on Angie's side in with regards to that beef, that initial beef, because Brittany does drink. And also, Angie handed her the bottle in the foyer with no
Yeah,
one
it's not like
saw
she
it.
pulled it out and was like, "Does anybody want any?"
No,
It
it's not like she
was.
brought it rolled in a keg and was like, let's do keg stands for Jesus. Like that's not what happened.
Which does sound fun, by the
It
way.
does sound fun too. Yeah.
It
Like a little
was.
discreet little gift that she didn't. Also, when someone brings a bottle of wine to a home as a gift, in my view, it's always understood that you're probably not going to open the bottle. I mean, you might open the bottle of wine, but if you don't, it's
It's
totally polite to not open
completely
it.
fine.
It's
Yeah,
just
it's
something for you to
totally fine.
have. It's just like
Yeah,
a
it's even
candle.
something for you to gift out further if you
Oh
so
yeah, for
desire.
sure, which is probably
Like,
what I'm doing by bringing the bottle of wine.
yeah, that's it's like, oh, I have this backup. Okay, let's just bring it and that'll be fine. And if it doesn't get drunk, it doesn't get drunk. If it moves on, we play hot potato with the wine, that's fine too. It's one of the least offensive gifts you can
It
bring to
is.
someone's house.
And then what it precipitated was this conflict we remember at the Breakfast at Tiffany's brunch
Oh my God.
where Angie hit her Bronwyn limit and said, "What are you talking about? You're doing three guys, you're drinking wine right now." And I understand why Brittany took that comment as a comment on her sexual habits.
Yes.
I think maybe I'm giving Angie a little bit too much grace here. I think Brittany's been very public about the fact that she's dating three men. And in 2024, I think I personally, if say, okay, my friend told me I'm dating three guys, I would assume that she's doing all three of them and I wouldn't care.
Right. It doesn't mean anything.
No, it means you're dating casually in
Yeah.
2024. And I understand in a conservative Mormon context,
Right, it's
that's not
slutty and it's this
happening.
and it's that.
But that's your problem, Brittany. That's not Angie's problem. Like, Angie lives
Mm-mm.
in the slutty world with the rest of us, where we're all out doing 10 guys.
Yes.
And I
Like
think
it's
it's
not that in it's
incumbent,
not
no, and it's
interesting.
incumbent on Brittany to clarify that that is not what she's doing, if that is something that offends her.
Right. It's incumbent upon her to, yeah, clarify or to figure out how to own it or to
Yeah.
not tell anybody. Like, if it's so shameful for you to be, fucking three people or making out with three people, then just don't say anything. Like,
Exactly. I
don't
think,
tell your friends who are on
well,
a TV show.
that would defeat the purpose of trotting three men onto the TV show, which is to generate speculation into your dating life and your
Well,
sexual habits,
yes.
and to play this character of the chaste Mormon divorcee who would never dream of having sex before she gets remarried again. I mean, it's in a way, it's a trap that Brittany,
Set for her.
surprisingly, given the level of intelligence we think we've seen of her, it's a pretty ingenious trap that she set for Angie that Angie walked right into.
Yeah, but really, at the end of the day, Brittany has just played herself here. Like, she's the one who's wound up crying.
She did, but and the way that
Like,
happens is earlier in the night, Brittany is recapping how Angie made her feel. Somehow three men have turned into 10 men. I don't know when that happened.
yeah, I missed that.
But she tells Bronwyn and Maylie that she speculates, whatever. I don't think she truly believes this, that the reason Angie thinks that she's a slut is because Angie is actually a slut. Which, like, poor Angie and Sean, man. Like, people really, I think people just want to have sex with Angie and Sean.
I think that may in fact be true.
Like, everyone's just trying to bang them. That's why everyone is speculating about what they do behind closed doors. They must have all gone on a trip together, and maybe everyone heard them banging or something and got in their feelings. And
Yeah, there's 100 reasons people would be so freaked out about their sexuality and sex life that there's so many reasons it could be the case. One
yeah.
of them could be something as simple and as silly as that. Another could be just the fact of being in the beauty industry, which is related to
Yeah.
what the rumors,
Yeah, it's
and
slinky, it's salacious.
nastiness.
Right.
Yeah, is that, and it there by a man being in the beauty industry, it can make it
Right.
can lead to certain kinds of speculation, which is more often than not fair.
No, my mom's hairdresser, she's had for 20 years now, straight man.
Yeah,
Name's Rolf.
it's oh, Rolf.
Yeah.
It's not that it's so there could be tons of reasons why people are sort have a certain kind of anxiety about their sex life.
Right.
They could also have had certain changes that are known
Yeah.
around the town.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of things that
I just
I
think if
just think
Sean and
it's
Angie did have an open
silliness.
marriage, they just strike me as the kind of people who would be like,
Who would own?
we have an open marriage. Like,
Yeah,
we own a
they would own
salon
that.
together. Of course. We both look like we stepped out of a party in the 70s. Like, of
It's
course we
true.
have an open
Yeah, I feel
marriage.
like
Like,
they would own
have you
that,
seen
but
our house?
it
There's
could
no
be,
railings on the stairs.
yeah, that is
We have an open marriage.
right. No, you'd think, but I don't know. It feels like a certain kind of anxiety and projection on other people's parts about them. But then again,
Yeah, I think it's also, I mean, that there's a lowercase, there's a lot of lowercase c conservatism on the show, and
oh, for
projection
sure.
of conservatism, and projection of sort of what the right kind of lifestyle is, and Angie and Sean may or may not conform to what people think the proper marital lifestyle is, and that can be tough for someone who has been divorced from what they think is a marriage that does conform to the
That's right.
Salt Lake ideal.
Yeah.
So this kerfuffle explodes into truly one of the best showdowns, conflicts, whatever, I think I've ever seen on any of these shows,
It
which is
goes
Bronwyn
sideways.
immediately after making up with Brittany for a hot second. She immediately throws that
Immediately is like,
girl
fuck
under the
that. I
bus.
don't like you.
And
It's
her confessional was, Brittany wanted a minute of friendship and I gave her a solid five,
Right.
which is so cold.
It's, yeah, oh, yeah.
It's ice
I
cold.
loved it. I
I
loved
loved
it. I
it.
thought it was
And she
hilarious.
tells Angie that Brittany said the reason she s said Brittany was slutty, which again, jury's still out on whether or not Angie actually said she was slutty or she was just observing what she thought Brittany was doing, and in all reality, what Brittany is probably doing. Like, Brittany's probably having sex with those three guys, and it's fine. Who cares?
Right, nobody
She's
cares.
single. Who cares? Whatever.
Right.
Beside the point. Bronwyn tells on Brittany. Angie turns around and says that Brittany has, quote, high body count hair. I think she says she has a high body count hair, a high body count dress, high body count
I body count
heels.
heels. Oh yes.
I mean, I think Brittany thought that she had backed Angie into a corner a little bit, and it's like, she thought she had like an angry cat on her hands, and instead she got an angry jaguar who ripped her face off.
Yeah, and who like went far enough so as to make her cry.
Yeah. Well,
And
I mean, listen, she worked at Disneyland, so I'm not sure.
yeah,
She
no,
was
I'm sure those, at least that's the narrative that we're getting, right? Is that Angie
some
made her
stage tears. Yeah,
cry.
right.
But like, you know, I really like Angie. I have noticed she's wild for, she does absolutely slut shame. 100%. It's one of her quickest
Yeah.
things that she goes to.
I guess though, is she slut shaming from a place of true Puritanism, or is she slut shaming from a place of being called a slut and not having the tools to get outside of that dynamic and say, we shouldn't be calling each other that, period. I'm just going to call you a slut back. And I'm going to call you a slut back louder and better and more devastatingly than you called me one.
Well, see, this is the thing. She is good with the words, and you know, Barbie scissor kicks comes to mind. You know, she does, which the first time when I heard that was that last season, or the season before, I was just like it was like I had entered a new universe. Barbie scissor kicks?
Barbie scissor
That's
kicks.
so
That's
precise.
very precise.
But she does, that is the thing that she leans on
Yeah.
when she's under any kind of pressure. And like we don't know her world and her mind and her intention by slut shaming, right? We just don't know.
Yeah.
But it is, I've noticed, as much as I like her, it is the thing she goes to immediately
Yeah.
is that. And what I was it on the show? It might have been on I can't remember if it was the confessional or if it came later, on some of the like the media surrounding the episode
Like an after
where she
show or
said
something.
I wasn't slaming, I wasn't slut shaming her, I was hair shaming, because I'm a hairdresser and I know what
Yeah, I
I'm
mean, her hair
talking
did
about.
look porny.
Her hair was porny.
Yeah, it was
Her hair was
porny.
porny, but Brittany's kind of porny.
A little bit, and I do love and Angie does this quite a lot. I love the classic housewife strategy of like, I didn't say you were slutty, I said you looked slutty.
Right, which is, you know, that is a real distinction. It is a real distinction. There is the way someone dresses does not necessarily imply anything about
No.
them, their desires, what they're doing, it doesn't. But it, you can certainly look a certain way.
I just love, and it's sort of like a it, it's a it is basically it's what Katie Ross was trying to accomplish when she said to Ashley, "I didn't mean to say you were dumb. I think I meant to say you were stupid," or whatever. Which didn't do the thing that she was trying to do, but it's a way to sort of like claw back a sort of an unfair accusation or epithets and make it like, well, if you just made better choices about your hair and your clothes, I wouldn't be calling you these things.
Yes. So, like, and Britney does look like, I'm not saying she's slutty. I don't, and I'm the last person
I
who could
actually don't
care.
think she looked slutty in this episode. I think she looked crazy.
She did look crazy,
She looked like a cheetah
but
girl,
she
but
did
she.
that. But there is an element of porniness to her. And I don't think that's because she's necessarily slutty or anything like that. But there's something, because she was a Rock of Love contestant, was she not?
Oh, I think
Or
she
she tried to be
was. I
on Rock
tried to
of
be.
Love. And it's that exactly that
You know what it
I would
is?
respond to in her in or what I would be responding to if I said she looked porny.
You know what it is? She doesn't have, she's, it's not porny. She has groupie vibes.
Which is
She has Steely Dan groupie
Steely Dan.
vibes.
It's more like Poison.
Maybe.
Steely Dan is no,
I
it's
guess I'm,
not
you know what
Steely
I'm
Dan
going off of
groupie.
in Reno 911 Benny's
Yeah. No,
vibe
it's
is more of
not.
a Steely Dan groupie,
Yes.
right?
No, she has groupie vibes and
She
of a very
does.
particular era.
Yeah.
And that particular era, the groupie vibe of that era was super fucking porny. Like it
Yeah.
was the big hair,
Yeah.
the leather fringe jackets, of which I'm
Yeah.
currently looking for one. If someone has a lead on a good one at a good price, high quality leather, let me know. It's like there was an early 90s porniness to the
Yeah.
groupie of that era,
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's what she looks like.
Yeah,
And
she could have been considered by Tommy Lee at one point.
considered,
Considered.
what
She could
now?
have been in
Would
the
she
lineup, the port in the
have actually ascended to being and proudly being slutty enough to be a groupie, which is awesome, by the way? I doubt it.
No. I think
I
she
doubt
wants
it.
the, I think she does, I think there is part of her that does thirst for the like
The validation that comes
the
from it.
validation, the accoutrement of being a groupie, but she doesn't want to do
Right.
the
Well, because you actually have you can't actually shame a real slut. Not like that. Not for like the internal desire of wanting to be slutty. No way.
No, no.
You not a real per not a no.
But you
You
can shame
can
someone who's thought about
that you can shame
it.
somebody who's thought about it, and you can shame somebody who's thought about it, won't do it, and feels bad that they even thought about it.
Yeah, which
That you
is,
can shame.
yeah, whew,
You could like,
whew.
I'm married now twice. I have had many a slutty era. I have been slutty. I have acu been accused of being slutty. And I'm like, okay.
Did
And
you
what?
see my fringe leather jacket?
Right. I had big blonde hair until I took it all off. I am not afraid of this. So yeah, it's because that's the thing about slut shaming is that, which is a different thing than something like I don't love this
Yeah.
word, but like whorephobia or like the actual like very dangerous and like violent
Yeah.
consequences, usually from men for being a woman who
This is
has sex either for money
right.
or, as in the words of that incredible text message, fucking the text man for texts.
Yeah.
Like there are real and dangerous consequences, but that's not slut shaming. That's
No.
violent misogyny, right?
Well,
Slut shaming is only a thing that happens if you feel shame
yeah.
for the desire.
Well, and also what's happening on this show in this episode is not really slut shaming, right? It's because slut shaming is everyone's on the same page feeling that she should be able to go out and have as much sex as she wants, and no one should be able to say anything. That is the response to slut shaming. What's going on is I'm not a slut, you're a slut. I'm
Right.
chaste, you're not chaste. Which
Right,
is a
which is a
different argument.
very well, yeah, and it's a very OG kind of slut shaming,
Right.
right? Is because it's about people, it's taking place. Slut shaming can only really take place around between people who feel a particular way about sex, about having a lot of sex. And it's not people who do that, who don't care about it, who don't have
Yeah.
shame for it.
It's a
right?
chastity contest more than,
Absolutely.
yeah,
Really, what it
than
is they're chase shaming each other.
I did like when Angie took a step back from the table, like Vanna White like presented her own outfit and was like, "Do I dress like a mother?"
Which girl, your whole titties was out,
Bronwyn
which like looked great.
was like, her nipples out in
Her
Versace.
nipples out in Versace, like, and not in the confessional. Like there was the confessionals were very sparing in this
I know.
episode. Bronwyn was just speaking.
I mean, I think at that point, though, Bronwyn had kind of lost sense of her faculties because it was such an absurd exchange that she was like, "I, what is going on?
Yeah,
Like, this
right.
is
You're a slut.
insane."
You're a slut. I'm dressed like a mom.
They're both dressed like sluts. She's like, "I know what a slut looks like because I go to these parties dressed as a clown. Like, it's,
Right. And occasionally a very
I have a
slutty
frill and a
one.
high-neck turtleneck on." Like, it's
Yeah, it's like, what are you all talking about? Well, and the drinks were flowing.
they were flowing,
There was a
which,
point where it became clear that, like, Angie was trashed.
yeah.
Bronwyn was trashed. You know, it's the espresso martini. They're drinking
Yeah,
speedballs.
they are. And Angie does that thing where when she gets drunk, she loses control of her volume. Like,
Yeah, she
she
gets louder,
just,
louder, louder, louder.
yeah.
She gets
Because I
screamy.
was saying she could have had all of these conflicts without getting kicked out, I think, if she had just controlled her volume. Like, actually,
Right.
the way she handled the Bronwyn conflict with
Yeah.
Todd, where Bronwyn kind of lost her shit and Angie just sort of sat there and was like, "You're the
Yeah.
best, Todd."
Right,
Like, that is
exactly.
how she frankly should have handled the Britney situation, but she
But
got
she was
loud and
right. She was also clearly not
she
as
got,
intoxicated as
as
she
we used to
was.
say in 2010, she got crunk.
Oh no.
She did, though.
No, she well she what she got was well what everybody got was white girl wasted. Is Brittany was crying, Angie is screaming, Meredith is throwing people out, everybody's white girl wasted. No one is handling their alcohol.
Lisa had a great time.
Yeah,
Lisa
Lisa
had
had
such a
well,
good
Lisa is
time.
like, and no one is getting me so dysregulated I can't see.
I have disliked Lisa for most of this season, but I really liked her in this episode
Yeah,
because
she was
you could
great.
tell that she was truly enjoying the comedy and the absurdity of these
Of it being
moments.
everyone
And
else.
she was, in a way, standing in the way that Mary usually does for the
For the
audience.
audience.
Like when Lisa, when Angie came up to Brittany after the fact because she, I guess, felt bad that Brittany was crying. She seemed genuinely surprised that Brittany was crying. And so she went up to her and she said, it was so pathetic. She was like, "No, Brittany, I like your hair." And Lisa immediately turns to Brittany. She goes, "She's lying."
Yes. Oh
She's
my
lying.
God.
Doesn't even try to lower her volume at all. Also, she's made
No.
up with Angie at this point. She's like friends with her again. She has no beef with Angie. She just turns to her. She goes, "She's lying."
She's
And then
lying.
she goes, Brittany's crying. Brittany's like leaning on Lisa's shoulder. And Lisa goes, "Don't let it hurt your feelings, but you do need Kérastase
Yeah, you really
Dermatique."
need to like take care of your hair. It's fried.
She's like, "Don't let it hurt your feelings, but it's a mess."
Yeah, no, an incredible moment. Like this was just so,
I screamed. It was it's
it was
so
a
good.
kind of, it was a kind of inadvertent mean girl that like is so rare.
You know what it is? It's like when maybe you can relate to this. Like when I see like straight men watching basketball or football, like really lose their shit over like a really good play.
Yeah.
That
Oh
is what
yeah.
I felt in this moment.
Yeah. That's right. It's
I almost screamed, "Let's
sports for the
go,"
girl,
like a frat
sports for the girls and the
boy.
gays, sports for the
Yes.
girls and the gays. That's what it's
So
all about. That's
good.
what this is. And so as someone who like can leap across both of these, I watched, unfortunately, the worst team in the history of football ever just completely cave in on itself today. And I will
Well,
do this.
she's name dropping my hometown team right
Chicago
now.
Bears, what's
Chicago
up?
Bears.
They
Da
suck.
Bears.
Da Bears. They're just not good. And so I get both of the things, and I will s scream at the TV about the housewives and sports. And this had me like, Lisa,
It was so good.
oh my
It was
God.
phenomenal. I do want
Crazy.
to really quickly backtrack to the Bronwyn and Angie fight, though, because something else happened there that I thought was very interesting,
Yes.
which is, and I think this is maybe Lisa gave an interview where she said, "I think Bronwyn is the villain of the season." And we haven't really seen that yet. We've seen Bronwyn sort of be victimized by someone that we thought was going to be the villain of the season, which is Heather Gay. Heather Gay, being the shrewd self-producer that she is, I think kind of saw the direction the wind was going and kind of backtracked a little bit and slowed her roll, which allowed Bronwyn to kind of come out of her face a little bit and reveal some personality aspects that I don't love. One of which is demanding this apology from Angie for saying, "Shut the fuck up," which, when you're in a giant fight with a bunch of people squabbling and you're just trying to be heard, you say, "Shut the fuck up," like 15 times,
15 times,
and
it's
it
not
doesn't
an
mean
issue.
anything. And it is especially rich for Bronwyn to be demanding an apology from Angie for saying this when Bronwyn is the most obscene person on this cast. She says crazy shit, talking about riding Lisa's dick. She talks about her own butthole.
She does. She called herself a snarky cunt, I do believe, which kind of, well, we love a self-aware queen. Kind of a snarky cunt. Yeah.
Sorry, I was letting my Amazon delivery guy in.
All good. Let your Amazon delivery guy in. I
Yeah, no,
could not cope with the gap there. I was like,
it's okay. She is
oops.
one of the most profane people on the cast. It's crazy.
Yeah, she cusses like crazy. She
Yeah.
cusses like a sailor all the time, constantly.
And I think what it is she did not appreciate being told to shut up, which is really the
Probably
issue. It's
true.
not the shut the fuck up. She's couching it in this, in taking offense to the profanity of it all, but what it
Right.
is she does not
She
want to
was
be
told to
told
shut
by
up.
Angie to shut up. Angie pulled rank, she didn't like it, and
No.
here we are.
Here we are indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
The
Bronwyn came across really unlikable this episode.
yeah. I
Very
think
unlikable.
yeah. But there's a richness to that that I like, and I think there's a
Yeah.
longevity to that as well. That means I think Bronwyn's going to be sticking around, and we're going to see her friendships and her alliances shift quite a lot
For
as she's
sure.
on the show. It is
For sure.
interesting how the moment Lisa and Heather kind of stopped beefing with her, she dropped Whitney and Angie like immediately.
Immediately turned right on them.
She was like, I don't
Fuck
know
you.
them.
Yeah, girl. It's true. It's true. And like fair, like on the one hand, like fair enough. Lisa is what brought her into the show. She knew Lisa first. Fair enough. I wouldn't be trying to be hanging out with Heather, though.
I
That's just
mean,
me.
here's the thing though, is I actually think Bronwyn and Heather are very similar. They're both very smart. They're both kind of
Yeah.
verbose. I
We've
think
talked about this
they
before.
both understand each other's frames of reference. Like they both come from similar backgrounds. They both have this story of being sort of exiled from the church and being
From, yeah.
shamed for
Yep.
different reasons, but all reasons that come from being a woman who is not well behaved according to church standards. So I actually think they have way more in common than Bronwyn has with Whitney or with Angie.
Which is, well, with Whitney, that's something she has in common too, though. Whitney was also exiled, but I don't think she has the same relationship to it that
No,
Heather does.
there's also not as much, there's some, there's not as much critical thinking going on with Whitney about her relationship to the church compared to
No.
Heather.
No. Whitney's on her own healing journey.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do, well, and I mean, as much as it has everything to do with Mormonism, it's not about the damage of, having lost the church. No, it's about other things.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of similarities between Heather and Bronwyn, but that doesn't mean that they'll be able to actually be friends.
No, it could mean the
They
opposite.
may, they, right, it could mean
Yeah.
that they end up sort of being long-standing
Yeah, two positives, two
enemies.
negatives.
Yeah.
Speaking of losing a church or losing a house of worship and trying to find it.
Wow. Incredible.
Great
That was
segue.
good.
Great
I loved that. I
segue,
loved it. I
right?
loved it.
Yeah. Watching Mary Cosby, this is what I was talking about at the start of the episode. That the feelings of embarrassment that made it really hard to watch this again, because watching Mary Cosby try to find this bat mitzvah
Right behind them.
and press herself up against the glass while Meredith is reading her Torah portion was one of the most difficult things I've ever had to sit through. It was
It
really rough.
sucked. It was like, it was enough. Like, if Lisa's comment about Britney's hair made me go, whoa, this made me like push back away from
Yes.
the tea. It was so cringy.
And it didn't end. It kept getting worse. At first, I was like, it started, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a funny
Right.
little gag. Like, she's gonna get a little lost, and maybe she'll like peer in at the side, and then no one will know that it's her, and then she'll find her way in. No, she went all the way around the building. She was standing directly behind the rabbi, like menacingly peering into the frosted glass. She could not see anyone inside, but they could all see her, which is a nightmare. This could not have happened, though, to anyone other than Mary Cosby, because if this happened
No.
to anyone other than Mary Cosby, they would quit the show, move to Kentucky, never speak to anyone
Be
again.
done. Be done. You can't do it. In fact, she was so not shamed about the ashamed of this fact that she recreated it on Watch What Happens Live.
She did. It was phenomenal.
Yes.
she's yeah, that was incredible. I mean, this is and all told, all combined, the number of, I hate to say this, but iconic moments in this episode. I mean, the quotient is like off the charts. It was so
It's
good.
incredible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost my voice screaming at football today.
The apology between Meredith and Mary, I also liked because it felt like a very
It was.
mature po apology between two people who are
Who really love each
actually who are
other.
actually friends.
Yeah, they actually that, and that was that is something I found super surprising,
Me too.
was that like because I remembered Meredith and Lisa's sort of, or not Meredith. Yeah, Meredith and Lisa, their sort of reconciliation, I think it was last season, right, where they had been like so angry at each other for because of the the garbage war comments. They were so mad at each other, but they went on this walk and like reconciled. And I was like, oh, that's nice. But there was still something very staged about that walk. Mary and Meredith making up. It's of course staged, but it's not, it was didn't have the same like produced quality,
No.
because like, and where that really became clear was the repetitions of I love you. That was like,
It was
oh no,
heartfelt.
they really actually care about each other and they're really sad.
They also said they said so much without saying anything. You know what I mean?
Yes,
Like it was
yes,
very
yes,
much
yes.
like you like it's okay. Let's not
Yeah.
even, which is what friends
Yeah.
do. Like
Right. It's like actually we don't have to actually go and pick through all of this. It's kind of okay. I get it. I'm sorry for what I did. Yes, it's true. It was quite sweet.
whereas the Meredith and Lisa reconciliation, we were subjected to a year and a half of them talking through it and like
Yes.
negotiating. It was like the peace accords. It was like
Yeah. Well, it was the Meredith and Lisa Truth and Reconciliation Commission.
truly, yeah.
And just like most Truth and Reconciliation commissions, it was for show.
Right.
Whereas this one didn't feel like it was for show.
No. And the episode ends though with like the most climactic conflict, which I have a lot of thoughts on, which is the situation between Meredith and Angie, which rears its head. Brittany puts on a show, she's crying, she's doing her Disney princess thing. Meredith sees that. She sees the reaction to, or I guess she sees the reaction to Angie's reaction and sort of disregards Brittany's provocation of the entire
Yeah, of
affair
course.
and kicks Angie out. She does her,
Yeah.
she gets her you can leave moment
Get
that she's been
out.
waiting for all season.
Leave. Yeah, of course.
It's very clear that she hired those two goons, security
Yeah, the
guys.
Goon Squad was
She,
amazing.
it's very clear that she hired security
To do
just to kick
this.
Angie out. She was waiting for a moment to kick her out. She got it. She kept saying over and over again, like, I don't know why Angie's here. I don't know why Angie's here. You invited her.
Invited her.
It's like,
Girl, what do you mean you don't know why she's here?
and I just, there's no
You're on a
reason
show
for
together.
two massive security guards to be there when they're at a bat mitzvah on top of a ski mountain in Salt Lake City. Like,
And
it's,
Angie, literally, as she said herself, weighs 100 pounds.
that was a nice line. I liked that. She,
It's
that was
like,
good.
I weigh 100 pounds.
She complimented herself and she
Yes.
delivered her message at the same time. That was,
Exactly. It
yeah.
was classy. Classy
That was
move.
a classic, that was an A plus Housewives move. That was a Karen Huger move, I think
Oh
one could
yeah, a hundred
say.
percent. Oh yeah, definitely.
And Meredith is couching this whole thing in like, I just care so much about women, and she slut shames women, and that's not going to happen here at my bat mitzvah. And that is a
Okay,
little
Meredith.
difficult to digest, given how
Okay.
many
Okay.
quite not anti-feminist rumors that Meredith has had her sticky little fingers all over.
The rumors and the
The rumors and the
nastiness.
nastiness, things about jazz tickets and
Yeah,
favors that someone may or may not be. I mean,
jeez.
this is why, I mean, really getting back into the Meredith and Lisa conflict, I don't believe that Lisa ever should have apologized to Meredith for anything that she said, because
No,
what Meredith,
she's acting like a garbage whore.
the rumor that Meredith sparked about Lisa was like so out of pocket. And Whitney, I totally understand why she hates Whitney. It's interesting that she still harbors like clear resentment for Whitney's part in that whole fiasco, but is fine with Meredith, because I don't think I would ever recover from someone intimating that I trade blowjobs, not just for NBA tickets, but for tickets to quite a subpar NBA team at that.
Sorry,
It's
my
okay.
husband decided to call right in then, and it took all of my speaker, my mic, everything, and I
I
was just, and
gotcha.
I hung up on him, and it still kept it, and I had to reset everything. So I'm
Well,
sure you're
good.
right. I'm sure you made an excellent point. I'm very sorry.
I said something kind of awful, I'll tell you. That Meredith essentially accused Lisa of trading blowjobs for not just NBA tickets, but tickets to like a pretty mediocre NBA team at that.
The Jazz
The
in
Utah
Utah, where they
Jazz.
don't allow music?
Yeah, like Lakers tickets would have been
What?
one thing,
Yeah, I mean, then, well, you know what? Let me not go back there. But yeah, but that's the thing, is like Meredith. So I've seen a couple of things about Sean recently that I've not loved. That I need to do a little bit more investigating into before I like am willing to completely come down on one side or another. I need to actually see the evidence that's been
Okay.
forwarded to me.
Ooh, by
I'm
who?
not like it's not like receipts, timeline proof, but no.
Reality
But it
monkeys,
is. Oh no. I'm Reality Vontage. But
yeah.
beyond that, Meredith does get herself into these weird situations where, in order to stay sanctimonious, she
That's the word I've been
says
looking for. She's so
she's
sanctimonious.
very sanctimonious. Yeah, she
Oh,
like
for
she
weeks I've been like, what
flips.
is the word? She's so sanctimonious.
Yeah, she flips the what would be what she should be accused of
Yeah.
around to maintain her feeling of it. And it's not just superiority, it's righteousness. And
Yeah,
that,
there's a
like,
righteous
I'm right.
indignation for sure. Yeah. And like
I'm
a really annoying victim complex.
Yeah, well, righteousness and victim complexes go hand in hand, and
Yeah,
they're
especially in
not
Salt Lake
fun to
City.
deal with. Well, so like Meredith, she does this, and she and like Angie, like I said, everybody was drunk, and Angie was loud, and I get that. But Meredith was very clearly prepared to kick her out.
Yeah.
You know, she was very, and I mentioned the thing about Sean just because, like, that was the sort of the back and forth where Sean had to kind of be like, well, no, what I said is that you deflected some of what you were like the correct criticism you should have gotten about what you were maybe part of saying about me by putting your son in front of it, using your son's sexuality. And like she does this, right? She does this kind of thing where she's just like, oh no, it's about you, actually. And I mean, lots of people do this, go off. But throwing Angie out, yeah, I think it was clear she was completely prepared to do it. She wanted to do it. She was set up to do it. And they the drinks were flowing, and there are a bunch of people there who don't like each other. It was gonna happen.
I mean, Angie's a good sport. I wouldn't have gone. She shows up for work.
She does, you know, she really does.
I mean, listen, but also this episode, I mean, I've told you before, they get paid by the episode. They don't appear in an episode, they're not getting paid. So you better
They're showing up.
believe she's showing up for that bat mitzvah.
They're showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I respect it, and like, you know, bat mitzvah is kind of nice, and they all there is this like religious element behind all of them between like the Greek Orthodox Church, Mary and her church, but her religion. Because it's clear that stuck around despite the fact the church is gone. And of course, you know, LDS, like the religion runs such, and I mean, Islam is gone now. And I feel like that would have been a crazy set of moves if Jen Shah and Coach Shah were present as
Oh
Muslims.
God, at that bat mitzvah, yeah, holy moly. God,
That
I don't even
would
want to think
have.
about that.
You
Oh,
know, might have brought peace to the Middle East. I'm just saying,
I
it
don't think
happened.
so.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm not. I think it would have been a disaster.
Somebody would have ended up in the raclette pot.
Yes. Speaking of raclette, Brooks being confused that no one had his
Oh, that.
400-year-old grandmother had never had raclette.
Yeah, that to me, a couple things. It seemed like he was putting on an act.
Yeah, I would
Like,
say
that was
so.
very unsubtly delivered.
Yes.
And I don't know if he was either. Here's the here's there's two scenarios. There's one scenario where he is trying to communicate how privileged and elite he is by saying, like, "Oh my God, you don't know what raclette is," to his extremely rich grandmother, by the way. His grandfather in Chicago, like, built the West Loop. Like, that
Right.
family has an insane amount of money. His grandmother is
Right.
fucking loaded. Her not knowing what raclette is not really a comment on her level of eliteness. She is,
No.
yeah.
And all,
But
like it's
the second option, I think, is that he was doing a bit. Like, obviously no one knows what raclette is, and I'm just gonna lean into it, which would be funny, but it just wasn't
it
executed. I
doesn't
think it's the second.
land.
I think it was the second option.
I think it could be the second, but also like
It just wasn't artfully
no, and
done.
he has a sort of he
He's very
has a
deadpan. He's very deadpan.
but and he it's too far. He's
It
too
is.
deadpan.
And no one ever knows if he's joking or not. His sister's like that too. When she was clapping for Meredith when she was in the bathtub reading her Hebrew, I was like, I can't tell if she's actually proud of her, if she's being sarcastic.
Yeah, I don't know if your kids are nice or mean. It's
They're probably
scaring me.
mean. They're
And they're
probably mean.
probably mean.
Yeah.
Like, I could see it. Yeah. But so, well, you know,
Like Cruel Intentions
Meredith,
on Xanax.
it is real it cold, cruel intentions on Xanax. Very cold. It looks cold.
All right.
Yeah, Meredith is now officially bat mitzvahed. Very happy for
She's
her.
a woman, as Seth
She's
said.
a woman.
She's a
She's a woman now. And that was that. It was explosive. I'm excited to see where these next, what do we have? Three episodes left, two episodes left, kind of go.
Yeah, we do a couple. They're gonna go to Mexico now. I liked Lisa's. I haven't liked the gimmick so far, but I liked the
But
gimmick
you
at the
liked
end of this
Lisa's.
episode
It
where
was
it was
cute.
like a record scratch, and Lisa was like, "All
Yeah.
right, let me break it down for you. Like, I hate Whitney. Whitney hates Bronwyn." Like,
Yeah, no, I thought
it
it was
was
very
cute. I
cute.
liked it.
It was self-aware in the right way.
It was.
A lot of the gimmicks and gags have been self-aware in the wrong way, which is like theater kid
Trying
self-aware,
too
which is
hard,
like,
yeah.
yeah, you're
Heather
not
Gay. When Heather
Heather
Gay does
Gay.
it, it doesn't execute. When Lisa
It
does it
sucks.
executes.
No, because like that's the thing about actual like meta style comedies. You have to be mad at things in a specific way. You can't have too much respect for them. You have to be willing to for them to be ridiculous. And Heather doesn't have that.
No, but also what they did with Lisa here is they used the content of the show in a way that was very self-referential and fun,
Yes,
whereas
yes.
Heather is taking other
Other
media
stuff,
and
yeah.
claiming it and putting her stamp on it,
That's right.
and that is boring.
It's boring and it sucks. It like there's a huge difference between things that are like doing I was talking to my husband about this actually, is like the difference between homage and just referentiality. Because homage is good, but you know, this kind of thing works as like an homage to the like record scratch, I bet you're wondering how I got here kind of thing. Whereas what Heather does is pure referentiality, pure reference. And so it has, and I'm trying to think of the way exactly to put it. It's like it has awareness of a thing, but it doesn't have any it either has too much or too little reverence for what it refers to.
I would say that
And
it
so it can't be funny.
no, it appropriates, but it doesn't repurpose. You know what I mean? Like it just takes the trappings of the thing that it's referring to and slaps it on a new thing. Whereas in this case, I don't want to credit it to Lisa because Lisa was clearly reading a script that a producer wrote for her. But like in
Clearly.
this case, it was they took the framework of something and then made it adhere to the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City story, which was great.
Which is the
Yeah.
difference, which this looks, I look like I'm holding something
With
slutty. But I'm not. I don't even know what they are. I was just playing with something. But
some limp rubber in her hand that
yeah,
was a little suggestive.
it was suggestive. But Jesus. Slut shame me, Angie. It would complete a lot of things for me. Lisa, it was clear, like, yes, of course, production did it, but it was clear that it was doing something with the pieces of something else rather than I'm gonna recreate this. And it's like,
Just gonna
no,
do the
no, no.
Laverne and Shirley chant. Yeah.
Right, boring.
No, should be good. There's been a lot of speculation online about what this season's like big twist is gonna be because obviously they have to like up the ante from every year.
Yeah,
And I
of
saw a
course.
very funny comment on Reddit on the Real Housewives Reddit,
Naturally.
which I spend a lot of time lurking on, more than I'd care to admit. Which was someone said the big reveal is going to be Angie's going to tell everyone she's Armenian.
Oh my God. Oh no. Oh no.
One can only hope. But yeah, next week we are in Puerto Vallarta,
We're going headed to
which maybe there'll be an
Mexico.
homage to Vicky Gunvalson, who loves Puerto Vallarta, who
Oh my God.
you're getting very acquainted with right now.
Oh yes. We'll see what we get. Let's see what we get, okay? Let's just see what we get. All right, kids.
All
It's been
right.
fun.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to another episode of Not Above It, the podcast for serious people who love unserious TV. You can follow the show on Instagram at Not Above It Pod, and you can email me your thoughts, concerns, criticisms, hopes, dreams, love letters, diatribes, whatever you got, to notaboveitpodcast@gmail.com. I would love it if you could also please subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, and I'd be ever so grateful if you could rate and review it. Please be kind, or don't. Spicy reviews are fine, they're welcome, they keep things interesting. All right, until next time, friends. Bye.